comments and views expressed on The Kevin Smith Show are those of the people that make them and do not necessarily reflect the views of Kevin Smith, The Kevin Smith Show, or its affiliates or sponsors.
Hi, folks. Let's try that again. Hi, folks, and welcome to the Kevin Smith Show, whoever you are, wherever you happen to be, all around this beautiful place we call Earth. Welcome to the show. I'm glad you're here. I'm here because you have a right to know. I'm here because you matter. Tonight is free to watch night. That means that, you know, this is a radio show, and it's an international radio show. But we also have a TV channel where we stream our live broadcast. And sometimes it's just me sitting here doing the broadcast and talking with a guest, and that maybe is not all that interesting to watch. But then most of the time, you get to see the guest, and you know, if they have the right software, then you get to see them, and then sometimes we have graphics to put up, pictures to put up that we'll be talking about during the show, and so it's always great to be able to watch this radio show. Tonight is one of those nights. It is free to watch night, so if you want to see what we're going to be talking about tonight, doesn't cost you a dime tonight. All you have to do is go over to my website, kevinsmithshow.com, click where it says watch. Normally, you have to be a member to watch the show. But on a free to watch night, you just click that, even though it says members under there, just click where it says watch, and you'll get to watch the show. And I think you're going to be glad you watched it, but, you know, if you want to watch it and you don't go click that, you got to ask yourself, where's the genius in that room? Click the join button while you're at my site. Now, that doesn't, just because you click join doesn't mean that you're joining, okay? But it will take you on the tour of what you're missing. And so on, you know, there's like three or four pages there in the join section. Just go over there, take that tour. It's on video. And then down at the bottom it says, tell me more. Click that. There's another video. And down at the bottom it says, tell me more. Click that. There's another video. Check it out. We are 100% listener supported. If you don't stand with us, we don't stand. And I got to tell you, sometimes it gets very, very, very difficult to stand. We deal with some of the most interesting and some of the most controversial information on this planet. And consequently, there aren't very many advertisers out there that want to be affiliated with or associated with a show like that. And frankly, there aren't very many advertisers that this show wants to be affiliated with anyway. So several years ago, I made the decision that we were going to go totally listener-supported. And for several years now, that's how it has been. And so we have a members community with a lot of stuff in it. It's $7.50 a month. That's 25 cents a day. If you're not a member, nobody but you can fix that. We'll take a break and come right back after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. And tonight we are going to be talking about a particularly compelling, interesting topic. And I've got things to show you tonight. Before I do that, though, I want to read an email that I got. You know, at my website, at the Kevin Smith Show website, you can click on Contact, and it opens up a page where you have a selection of ways to contact me. One is listener comment. If you want to comment about a show or a guest that we've had on the air, you got some comment about what we're doing. If you have a suggestion, it says suggestion over there. Sometimes people put suggestions in listener comments and they don't get read that way. But if you click suggestion and send me a suggestion, you know, you got a link or something that you want me to look at or a page you want me to see on the website, that's where it is. You're suggesting something, right? So you click suggestion. And there's media inquiry. That's for people who are in the media and have an inquiry of me about the show or something I said or whatever. And several things. One of them is I want to be a guest. But in suggestions, today I got an email from Bud out in Colorado. And he said, is there a secret about the KSS that you can share with us? And this is just the last part of his email. He talked about the spot that I write. I think you'll see it tonight. I'm not sure. Where I say I've always kept it a secret. You know, what is the secret of our success? I've always kept it a secret. And now I'm going to reveal it to you. And then I say, it's the hat, which I'm not wearing tonight because I have this headset on. All right, so he refers to that and says, but seriously, is there a secret about the Kevin Smith Show that you can reveal to us? So, Bud in Colorado, yes, I will tell you a secret about the Kevin Smith Show that's absolutely serious. Are you ready? You have never yet heard a Kevin Smith Show. Well, since I've been back in the United States, so that's a bunch of years now. You've never seen or heard a Kevin Smith Show in which I was wearing shoes. I don't wear shoes when I do the show. I'm not wearing shoes now. And the answer to the question, why? I don't like to. There you go. I like to be comfortable, and I'm not wearing shoes now. You've never seen me on this channel when I had shoes on. You know, even when we did the Alternative Universe Eye conferences, and you would see me standing doing a seminar, I didn't have shoes on. I don't like shoes, and I don't wear shoes if I don't have to. If I go out in public, I wear shoes, but I'm at my stomping grounds here, and I stomp with bare feet. So there's a secret for you, Bud. All right, now, let me tell you about this show tonight. Let me set this up for you just a little bit here before we get into it, because it's really, really fascinating stuff, and I want you to understand how I came across this and where's the source for this, okay? I had to go take care of a lot of very important business today, really important business, not related to the show, not directly anyway, and so I just really did not have time today to get prepared to do the show that we had planned and with the guests that we had planned. The guest had not as yet sent me all the material that I needed to read and so forth. And so it was appearing this was going to be like a last-minute thing, and I just didn't have time. I know there are people who just cannot imagine, well, you know, how I say it takes 20 hours every day to do this show, and people just can't imagine that. Well, you have to understand, you come to my website, if you see it on my website, I did it. Every page you access on the website, I did it. Almost every graphic you see, I designed it. Okay, like those buttons that say join or that say contact or, you know, log in, those big buttons. Now you may think, well, that doesn't take any time. Yeah, it does too. And I designed those. Everything you see, every graphic you see in these shows, somebody else didn't design those. I did. And then they have to be put into this software. And what you're looking at right now, that whole arrangement on that screen that you're looking at is called a shot. I have to design that. In addition to all of that, every single day, and every break, everything you see in those breaks, I have to do the video editing and production on those. And so every single day I have to do that. But in addition to that, I have email that I need to read and respond to. I have telephone calls I need to make, conversations I need to have, research that I need to do in order to be ready for the show. And so when I sit down here at the microphone, it's the first time all day that I've had a chance to just sit and to relax. And so it's kind of like a vacation for me. I mean, this part of it is easy. This 2 hours is a breeze. And I really look forward to it every day. But all that other stuff, every time, for instance, this is free to watch night. So the link on the website where you click watch is taking you to a different channel than our normal channel. Well, it doesn't take a lot of time, but it does take time that I have to change that link. Okay, every individual tiny little molecule that's related to the Kevin Smith Show requires me to do something. So I had decided, this stuff had not come in from the guest yet, and I just decided, you know, I just don't have time, and we're going to get down to the wire here. I don't have time to design all the graphics because I don't know what I have to design. Haven't gotten all the material from the guest yet. Don't have time to read everything that the guest is going. So I'll just do an encore presentation tonight because this just isn't working out. And had decided to do that. I set up everything to do the encore presentation. And then, because I wasn't under pressure to be ready for tonight's show, I decided I'm going to go look at old NASA films and see if there's anything in any of these old NASA films that I can use, that I can pull out, any scenes that I can use in my video editing and so forth. Because since that is NASA, it is in the public domain, and you can cut scenes out of it and use it. And so I was looking at old NASA films. Now, folks, I looked at a bunch of them. Lots of different old NASA films. I went all the way back into the 60s. Some of them were black and white, and I just moved forward, coming forward, looking at old NASA films. And I came across one I had never seen before. A lot of these I've seen before. But I came across one I had not seen before, and it apparently was produced late 2009, early 2010, somewhere along in there. At that point, NASA was still talking about how they were going to be partners with the European Space Agency in several Mars missions, culminating in a manned mission to Mars. And they made a film that they wanted everybody to see about their partnership with the European Space Agency and these Mars missions that they were going to do. In the opening sequence of this film, this blew me away. The opening sequence of this film, they're doing a flyover of Mars. Okay? kind of a low-altitude flyover of Mars. Now, what they're using, of course, are all these photographs, I guess video, some video, but all photographs, images that they've gotten back from all these various Mars satellites they've got up there, and that's what they use to build this flyover of Mars. As they're flying over, the narrator is talking about what they plan to do in these various Mars missions. And it's really actually a pretty good film, and we're going to put it in our video galaxy in the members community at the Kevin Smith Show. So it'll be there where you can see it. We hope we can get that up there within the next 24 to 48 hours. It'll be in the video galaxy. You can watch the whole thing. It's a good film. Of course, they're not going to do these missions with the ESA. They've backed out of those and have pretty much gone out of the space exploration business. This film, as the opening sequence is playing and we're flying over Mars, something just flashes across the screen. I mean, it's just like that quick. And because I look at Mars pictures a lot and I look at moon pictures a lot, I guess my eye picks up things pretty quick. But I mean, just like that, I saw something that just jumped right off the screen. I said, what the heck is this? So I replayed it. And sure enough, my mind first said, did I see what I just thought I saw? I replayed it. Sure enough, it was there. And I was just dumbfounded. I can't believe they left this in their film. And so I replayed it again, and I did a screen capture. I caught the scene that has all this in it. And we're going to take a look at all of that. I want you to see the film, though. I want you to see what it is. And you'll see what you're about to see is, this is the flyover. It's just the part of the flyover where this thing jumps off the screen. Because I know that not everybody is accustomed to looking at Mars pictures, and you're not accustomed to looking at moon pictures, what I do is I've inserted a green arrow that points to the anomaly, to the big one that caught my attention. And you'll see it's just a flash, and then it's gone. But it loops several times, so you'll be able to see it. So now we're flying over Mars, and we'll just let this loop several times, and you can see where the green arrow points. What I first thought we were looking at here, when I first saw that, I thought that looks like possibly an airport, landing strips, a taxiway beside a landing strip. That's what I thought at first. That's not what it is. But that's what I thought at first. Now, let me just enlarge that a little bit and let you see a little bit better what it is I'm looking at. You see that? That looks like we're flying over a landing strip, sort of. At least that's what I thought at the time. But then I discovered when I took the snapshot of the screen and enlarged it, I discovered that's not what it is, not at all. So let's just take a look at the still shot and see what it looks like. The still shot, I think you can see why I thought this looks like an airport. Now, that just jumped right out of that movie at me. Now, the source for this, if you ask me, well, what's the photograph number, in the NASA catalog? I don't know. This is in their film. This is NASA's own film. They produced it. This is their film, and this is what I got off of their film, okay? So you may be able to find it in their catalog. But, folks, there are a lot of things to look at in this picture, and we're going to We're going to look at four different areas in this picture. There's more. There's a lot more stuff in this photograph. But we're going to look at these four areas. And this is, I've labeled these A, B, C, and D. So what we're going to do is look at them in that order, okay? So let's just zoom in on Area A and see what does Area A look like. The one that I said looks like a landing strip. Well, when we zoom in, it doesn't look like a landing strip. I don't know what that is exactly. I will hazard a guess a little bit later. But I think by looking at this, you can tell that's not geography. I think you can tell that is construction. That is somebody built something there. Now, you know, is it recent? I don't know. Is it ancient? I don't know. Have no way of knowing. I will have to say this is something that I have never seen in my life. I've looked at lots of Mars pictures, loads and loads and loads of Mars pictures. I have never seen this one. As I said, this is right out of NASA's movie. They made the film. Okay, nobody can say, well, this is all hoaxed up, faked up. No, this is, well, it might be, but if so, it was done by NASA. Okay, I could not be, I was stunned. I was flabbergasted that they would leave all of this right there in their film. And, you know, it's just amazing when you zoom in on it and take a look at it. Now, we've got a lot of stuff we're going to look at here. This is pretty dark, but I've brightened it up just a little bit so we can kind of see a little better what's there. And there's not anything about this that looks to me like geology. This is construction. It is structure. It is building. I don't know what kind of building. I don't know what its function is. I don't know what its purpose is. But that is some kind of a building. All right, we're going to step away for a break, and we'll be back right after this.
www.kevinsmithshow.com. Course set for fantastic, Captain. Oh my.
And welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show and our discussion this evening of this fantastic film that NASA has provided back in 2010, I think, is when it was released. And it's their film. Everything we're looking at comes right straight from their film. Now, if you're watching our show, you're watching the film. You're seeing the clip from which I took the picture. And, you know, we're now kind of focusing in on the things that are there. There are four areas that we're going to look at, and then Area A is that landing strip-looking thing. Don't know what that is, but whatever it is, looks like it is engineering. It is something that somebody built. Who? I don't know. Now, I'll tell you what I really would like. I hope that somebody will take me up on this, and that is, Some of you who are watching the show, you are pilots. You fly. And you're accustomed to seeing things from the air and identifying things from the air. So if this was on Earth and you were flying over this, what would jump into your mind? What would you think that is? When I open the phones later, if we have any pilots, I want you to call and tell me, if you were flying over this on Earth, what would you think that is? All right, now, let's go back and look at all the different areas, because we'll do this several times. I want you to be able to get it sort of oriented in your head where we are in the picture, okay? So now we're going to look at Area B. Now, Area B is across the gorge from Area A. Let's go back to Area A, and you can see that there is a gorge between A and where B is. See the gorge on the left side of this structure? And in fact, there is a sort of sloping, swooping connection or bridge all the way over on the left side of the picture. You see that? It sort of comes down and slopes across, connecting the two sides of that gorge. Now, that may be natural. That might not be part of the construction. That might be natural. But there is that gorge there. You see that, right? All right, so now we're going to go and take a look on the other side of the gorge at Area B. And what we will see? Pretty astounding stuff. This is kind of dark, so it's a little hard to see, but right in the center of the screen, there is what appears to be a three- or four-step ziggurat-type construction. It's reflecting light, and we can see its shape, but let's brighten that up just a little bit and get a better look at it. Now, right under the letter B, there is something else, and I'm not really sure whether that is natural or constructed. But this thing right in the center of your screen looks constructed. It looks as if it is, in fact, a ziggurat. And if you look carefully, it would even appear there might be a little puff of steam coming out of the side or top of that ziggurat on the left. This is amazing. I have no idea. No idea the purpose of this construction. But there it sits. All right, now, I want to go back and let us reorient, because we're now going to spend quite a bit of time in Area C. Area C, if we say that the top of this picture is north, which I don't know on Mars whether they were headed north, south, east, or west as they did this flyover, but let's just say that the top of the picture is north. Well, Area C would be slightly to the east. It is to the northeast of Area A, where we started. As you look at this picture, you probably are not seeing a whole lot in Area C. So let's zoom in on Area C. This is what I saw when I zoomed in. I haven't adjusted anything at all. This is just all I've done is zoomed. This is exactly as it appears in NASA's video. This is in NASA's video. However, they don't have it zoomed in, so you don't see it. I'm used to looking at stuff, though. I'm used to looking at these pictures from Mars and pictures from the moon and seeing shapes and things that don't look natural. Sometimes, as I investigate them, they turn out to be natural. Sometimes they turn out not to be. So this is dark enough that it's a little bit hard to see everything here. But if we brighten it up just a little bit, I think you will see what we are going to be talking about. Sitting on top of that rock platform is a structure. It is a structure that has steps going up to it on the right side. It has a pipe that is sort of an L-shaped pipe over on the left side. It's L-shaped, but then it makes a sharp turn into a structure that's on the right side, the far side of this rock. That structure has a gabled roof. And let's zoom in on it and let you see a little bit closer. So we see the steps, we see the pipe. The pipe goes into a housing that is rounded on the top. And then just beyond that housing is a gabled roof. And from the side of the building with the gabled roof is a pipe coming out on the right, making an L-shaped turn toward the ground. See that? What is it? Well, there's more in this picture than your eye is seeing, I guarantee you. Just like when I showed the picture as it comes right off of the NASA film, you may have seen nothing at first. And then when I brightened it up, maybe you said, oh yeah, I see there's something up there on that rock. And then when I zoomed in, you said, oh yeah, look at that. Yeah, look at that. That's engineering, folks. That's my opinion. Okay, now your opinion may be different. But my opinion is, that's engineering. That is constructed. I don't know of nature building gabled roofs, do you? I don't know of nature building pipes that make a 90-degree turn, but do so smoothly. It's not a sharp angle. It's a smooth elbow. And then it does another one and goes right into that building. Or we might say it's coming out of that building and headed to the west in this picture. But even if you see that, there's more in this picture than your eye is catching. A lot more in this picture than your eye is catching. I've marked two things here. The structure on top of that slab of rock. And I've also marked a big pipe or column that's sticking up. And I've put a transparent yellow block across each of them. But let's go back now that you have seen what's marked. And let me ask you, do you see that pipe on the right side, that big column or pipe sticking up? Looks like it's got a door at the bottom of it. It's over there on the right side. You see that? Let me show you where I have it marked again. It's over on the right of this table of stone, this big platform that all of this is on. And now let me go back without the markings and let your eye see if you see it. You see that? It is circular. It's round. It's like a big silo or a big pipe sticking up over there. I don't know what that is. I don't know what any of this is. But I don't think any of this is geology. Now, right at the top of the picture, it may be that we're looking at a pipe that has become partially uncovered, that once was covered with soil. It is a light streak going from upper right to lower left, headed down towards that building. Now, frankly, that building looks to me like a pump house. A lot of you have farms, and a lot of you have worked on farms, and you know what it looks like when you build a pump house. That looks like a pump house to me. It could be that streak of whiter, lighter area going from upper right down to that pump house. I'll call it a pump house. I don't know for sure that that's what it is, but I'll call it that. Could be that that is a pipe that was once submerged, once covered up, that is now partially uncovered, but it appears to be leading straight to this pump house. On the other hand, it could be a trail. All right, now, in this same scene, let's take a look at what comes up next. Let's see. Now, on your screen, there is a label pointing to an area where I have a light yellow box. And you really can't see much there yet. And the label says brickwork. I didn't know what to call it. It's not bricks. But what I want you to think of is all of those ancient pictures that you have seen of, you know, in South America, of those big stone walls where all the blocks are cut precisely to fit. In other words, they're not all square blocks. Some of them are T-shaped and some of them are they're irregular shapes, but they all are cut to fit the next block that's next to it. That's what is in what you just saw. All right, so let me see if I can find that again. Here we go. All right, there we go. Now, you don't see it yet. All right, so let's zoom in a little bit, and through the yellow block that I put up there, the yellow box, you can begin to see. But let's do a little better than that. Now, I've removed that yellow box. Can you see that wall back there? Now, your eyes may be saying, yeah, I'm not sure. And I'll explain all those green dots in just a moment, but let's zoom in. I guarantee you can see that wall now. All right, we're going to step away for a break, and we will be back right after this. And welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. I'm talking tonight about an amazing, absolutely stunning discovery in a film that NASA released, I think, in 2010. And I couldn't find the exact date on it, but I think it was released. It was either released late 2009 or early 2010 before they got the word from Washington that they were out of the space business. So this is just unbelievable. I can't believe they left this in a picture they put in their film. And I'm certainly not criticizing them. I want to thank them for this. This is fantastic stuff. But the picture that we've been looking at comes right straight from their film. And it is a picture that has lots of stuff in it. And as we went away for break, I was dealing with this wall. And I said I would explain these green dots here in just a minute. Now, if you'll take a look at this picture very carefully, when I saw this, as I enlarged it and I saw what very definitely to me looks like a wall. And you can see that none of those stones are regularly cut. They're all irregularly cut, but they're all put in place like a giant puzzle. And it reminded me of the walls we see down in South America. You know, the ancient Incas and they would cut the stones in irregular shapes, but each stone was cut to fit next to the stone that it was going to be next to, like a jigsaw puzzle. All right, now if you heard that I don't know if you heard that. That's thunder out there. Came in pretty close. But anyway, it's not thunder on Mars, but it's thunder right here. However, I thought to myself as I saw this, you know, I wonder if that's just pixelation. So what I did is I took a look at other areas of the picture. And all these green dots are areas that I looked at. Now, if you're not watching this, ask yourself, where's the genius in that? Because it's free to watch tonight. I announced that at the beginning of the show. You just go over to my website, click where it says watch, and you can watch this. You'll see these pictures. So I wanted to know, is this just pixelation? So what I did is compared that area that looks like a stone wall. I have it labeled brickwork. It's really not brick. It's stone work, but, I mean, it looks like stonemasons did this. So I compared it to every place where you see these green dots, and I don't see any of that same pattern except over on the right side. The two green dots on the far right, I see a little bit of that. And so I wondered, well, okay, is it pixelation that's causing this? If it is pixelation that's causing it, I should see it throughout the picture, because the whole picture is zoomed all at the same level, right? So I should see this pixelation all through the picture, and I don't see it anywhere except on that area that I called the wall, and faintly over where these two green dots are on the right side. So that would indicate to me that we're looking at stonework in those two locations, where the arrow is pointed and where those two green dots are on the right side. We're looking at stonework. That, if that were pixelation, would be throughout the picture. We ought to be able to see that same kind of pattern throughout this picture, and we don't. All right, so let's zoom back in on this wall again, because I want you to see with your own eyes what I'm talking about. Doesn't that look like one of those South American walls? And it goes right across the gorge from left side to right side. And if we were to look at the top of it, I don't know if you can, I'll zoom back out, I don't know if you can see, but the top of this thing steps down on both sides. So that's, in my estimation, that is not pixelation. That is a wall. All right, so I want to go back and take a look now at all those areas. We've looked at A, we've looked at B, we've looked at C, and now I want to look at D, all right? So when we look at D, it's pretty interesting. D, What we have here is a zoom out of, if you will, the head of this valley. D is in the extreme upper right corner, and what I wanted to show you there is that looks like a road. Now, I may zoom in on that in just a moment, and we'll take a look at it. But what I wanted you to see is the layout here. The layout of this looks like you have water, a waterway coming from the upper, go to the upper right side of the picture, and you see that roadway up there. It looks like a roadway. Okay, follow that roadway to the left. It goes all the way up to the top of the picture, and right below it, you drop down into what looks like a place where water would come out. Now, I'm not saying there's water there now, but that's what that looks like. And it moves to the left. We get over to the left. It runs into the cliffside, and it snakes back around to the right, and you can see the path of a river here. You see that? You can even see the channel in the river. But notice how we're moving from the upper right side of the picture to the lower left side of the picture. And in the lower left side, you can see the beginnings of that thing that I said looks like a runway, but it's not. We can see in the lower left of the picture the beginnings of that. Okay? All right. Notice how everything is moving from right to left. We're moving from up to down. Everything's flowing down. It's downhill. Which caused me to wonder if what we are looking at here is a diversion of the flow of this water into something that might be used to generate electricity. I don't know that that's what that is, but, you know, it sort of looks like it could be that. Looks like it could be used for that somehow. I don't know, but it looks like whatever it is, it looks to me as though the whole thing is designed to use the flow of water from up to down. And so where we have the flow of where the water would flow out of that mountain in the upper right and hit the mountain on the left side, snake around to the right, right there where it makes that turn and starts to snake back to the right, right there we can see on this side of the landmass what looks like an opening for that water to come in. And, by the way, it looks like that connects with the big structure that first caught my eye. So this looks to me like some type of hydrological engineering. For what exact purpose, I don't know. But it certainly, to me, does not look anything at all like geology. Nothing in this whole valley looks like geology to me. All of the stuff in this valley looks like it was engineered. Well, I mean, I do see geology. I see a riverbed, and I mean, that's what it looks like. We can even see the channel. And it looks like a roadway up there. And then we come back from this next break, I will go ahead and zoom in and let you take a look at that area up there, D. But that looks like a roadway up there at the upper right corner of your picture. And everything is sloping down toward the structure that first caught my eye. So what's the purpose of that? Some of you are pilots. You are accustomed to seeing things from the air. If you were flying over that on Earth, what would you think you were looking at? If you were flying over that valley and you saw what we're looking at in that valley, what would you think as a pilot? What are you seeing? All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. For those of you joining us just now in this second hour, welcome aboard. I'm glad you're here, and you have my sincere sympathy for whatever it is that kept you away from us during that first hour. I can tell you this, what you missed in that first hour is something you will cry about for the rest of your life. And so I sincerely hope that you never, ever have to suffer that tragedy again, having missed the first hour. We're talking about a... actually, we're talking about a film that NASA made. It's their production. And we're talking about something I saw in the film. And it just flashes past you on the screen. It's there for like 1, 2, 3 seconds, and it's gone. And but my eye caught it, and I said, wait a minute, what is that? And so I captured a shot of that frame. I got a still frame shot of it. And what I did is began to enlarge it and take a look to see what were we looking at. Now, I promised you as we went away that I would enlarge Area D. We've already talked about A, B, and C. I promised you that I would enlarge Area D so that you could see it. So let's just go ahead and do that. This is that area, and this is what I said to me, that looks like a roadway up on the side of a mountain. And, you know, I don't know that that's what it is, but to me, that's what it looks like. And you make up your own mind, of course, but it looks like that to me. But the main thing in the picture that's on your screen right now, and by the way, it's free to watch, so get over there and click it where it says watch. The main thing about this shot is we kind of get a view of the lay of the land. Everything is headed downhill from upper right to lower left in the picture. And this whole thing looks, I mean, we can see a river channel. It looks like a river channel. The whole thing looks to me like a hydrological construction using the flow of water in that river. I don't see any water in that river at the moment. It's perhaps millions of years ago that there was water there, but somebody back then did a hydrological construction, it looks like to me. Now, if you look at this, you know, I showed you what I said. I think looks like a pump house. And it's setting up on top of a rock slab. And that rock slab, if we take a look at the sort of panoramic view of that valley, let me show you where that rock slab is. It's right in the center of your screen, sitting above that hydrological construction in the lower left-hand corner. And I said, that looks like a pump station to me, and it's a big one. It's a big pump station, and I think it must have something to do with controlling the flow of water to this construction in the lower left-hand corner of our picture. Well, what you see now is what is in the lower left corner of that panoramic view. I think that to me looks like a pump construction, massive pump construction. It appears to line up with what looks like an outlet of water, or an outlet for water, on this side of the landmass. Now let me see if I can give me just a moment, and I will show you where I think the water is coming out, or where it used to come out, and go to the, I think it that big pump setting up there, that's what I'm calling it. It's my opinion, of course. That big pump setting there is pumping water to a hydrological construction. Perhaps it's a power plant, I don't know. But let me show you now where I think that water came out and flowed to the power plant. Look at the power plant in the lower left corner. Now start moving your eyes to the right and upward at an angle, and you see lighter color and a trail of something going up there. And then a 90-degree turn, and that trail goes left. And then a 90-degree turn, and that trail goes to the right. And it runs into a big white thing on the side of the hill over there. You see that? And that big white thing on the side of the hill looks like a place for water to come out. If there is water there now, you may be looking at water coming out of that now. What do you think about it? Well, that is precisely what we want to know. Again, as I said, there are a lot of you listening who are pilots. And I would really like to know, because I know you are accustomed to seeing things from the air. You're accustomed to identifying things from the air. And I would like very much to have your opinion. If you were flying over that on Earth, what would your mind tell you it is? So we're going to open up the telephone lines, and the telephone number is 623-444-5889. 623-444-5889. Now, for those of you who are new, let me explain how this works. You pick up your telephone and call, and we'll put you on hold, and if you get through, and I hope you will, if you keep trying, hitting redial, you'll eventually get through, and we'll put you on hold. Just stay there, and I will get to you, okay? And don't hang up. Stay there. If you are outside of the USA and you're outside of Canada, we know it can be a little expensive to make that call, so we have an additional option for you on the website, and if you just go over there and scroll down, you will see the picture about tonight's show, and right above it, it says flash message. That's for people outside the USA and outside of Canada. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Well, this is John from Arizona again.
Hello, John.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. I'm not a pilot, but I do get drive through the mountains of Arizona here from time to time and look down on some of the terraced mining operations.
Okay.
Some of that stuff that looks like a ziggurat looks somewhat like the terraces that they cut into the side of the mountains when they're mining copper here.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. The only thing is this ziggurat. Now there are several other places in this picture where we see terraced-looking areas, but this particular
right.
ziggurat or particular terraced area, which is Area B that we looked at, to me
right.
it looks like a ziggurat sitting right there. For what purpose, I don't know, but that's what it looks like to me.
Another thought came to mind, being that you served some time over in the Middle East, or not the Middle East, but over in the East, some of the terraced rice paddies.
Yeah, it could. It kind of looks like that. But what do you think about when we look at the sort of the panoramic where we can see almost all of the features in the big panoramic picture?
Well, it looks like a lot of activity to me. It even looks like tire tracks from a dirt road down the side of that mountain.
You think?
Well,
it might
be. I've seen a lot of dirt roads here in Arizona, and that's the first thing that came to my mind.
Yeah, well, it could be. I just don't know. I'm not sure. I want to make clear what I'm not sure about. When I say I'm not sure, I'm not talking about, I'm not sure whether I think this is constructed or whether it's natural. I think it's constructed. I'm just not sure the purpose of everything I'm looking at here.
Right. And the only thing I know of, you know, for instance, that nature makes where it has geometric shapes or when you get into crystals and, you know, snowflakes, diamonds, that kind of thing. There is one other place where I've seen where nature will make geometric shapes, and that is the island of Nan Madol, where they have logs that are volcanic rocks that have hexagonal ends on them and can be 15, 20 feet long, and they've built a base and filled it up with sand and made artificial islands off the coast of Nan Madol.
Yeah. Yeah, well, nature does make geometric shapes.
But not large ones like this generally, you know, this is more like construction.
Yeah, well, if we take a look at the thing that that caught my eye first. Now, I'm going to put the brighter picture of it up there. So if we take a look at this, we see cylindrical tubes, we see elbows, you know, L shapes, circles, mm-hmm. rectangles, half arches, and the problem is the forces of nature that are going to create, for instance, a hexagonal shape do not at the same time in the same place create a circle. And they do not at the same time in the same place create an L shape or a rectangle. You know, whatever forces are acting there will create what those forces will create, which would be general shape.
When you first showed it and we were flying over the top of it and you were thinking landing strip, mm-hmm. you know, I kept thinking and cutting away at the top of a mountain for, you know, like I said, I see it here in Arizona all the time where they look at it and they cut away to get to whatever mineral they happen to be mining.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, I'm really not sure. This may be a mining operation. But I don't, you know, what stood out for me was, let me stop the picture here. What stood out for me was, as this flashed across my screen, I see what looks like landing strips, but I also see a perfect circle at the right end and a rectangle.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And just instantly my mind said, nature wouldn't do that. Look at the whole picture. There's no other place in that picture where geology has done anything like that. So, you know,
the center of that you got the long hexagonal dark place in the middle of what could be two roads. You know, I don't know, but, you know, it could be roads, it could be...
Are you talking about what I thought was? Are you talking about what I thought was a landing strip? Look at it.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, those are not roads. Look at it carefully. Those are tubes. Those are those are cylindrical.
Oh. Okay.
So
yeah, I see what you're saying now.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but it does not appear to me to be geology. This appears to be construction. Everything we looked at so far tonight, to me, looks like construction.
It doesn't. There's nothing in it that I can correlate to a natural formation. Having grown up here in Arizona and seen a lot of rock formations.
Yeah, and there's a lot.
I've never seen one that looked like that hadn't been adjusted by man.
Yeah. Now I've got a question for you off of this topic. You visited me whenever I was broadcasting and living and broadcasting from Arizona for a number of years. Once you came to my studio and visited me during the show.
I did. It was a great experience. I appreciate you letting me do that.
Well, you're certainly welcome. But I have a question for you because I've been thinking about this since I said what I said at the beginning of the show. Was I wearing shoes when we did that?
You know, I was trying to think back whether you had them on or not. I was so engrossed with what was going on above the table and watching you fly the Starship Kevin Smith show. No, I don't think I noticed that.
I don't remember, but, you know, honestly, I bet I didn't have shoes on because I just don't wear shoes when I broadcast, or I don't wear shoes unless I'm going out in public.
Well, I totally understand that. I work in finance, and I have an office here in my home, and And I can sound just as professional in a T-shirt and cutoffs as I can in a shirt and tie.
Are you like that TV commercial, customer service, where the guy answers and said, "My name Peggy"? Is that? Are you that guy?
Well, yeah, but I think I sound a little more professional than he does. But yeah, I'm kind of laid back at home. I don't have to dress up to impress myself.
Yeah, yeah. All right, John. Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it.
You bet.
All right, bye. 623-444-5889. Some of you who are listening are pilots. Now, come on, get off of it and dial. I want to hear from you what you think that would, if you saw that as you flew over it on Earth, what would you think it is? We have a flash message from Kevin in Australia. Great show as ever. Speculating is the construct of this seems to be holding some liquid, and could it possibly be a dam of some sort? Yeah, it might be. In fact, I thought about that, and you know, I'll show you on screen here in just a moment. Kevin says, support Kevin Smith, folks. Become a member and cheers. Thank you, Kevin. I thought about that possibly being a dam. And one of the reasons that I mean, it just has that general appearance. But one of the reasons is that last big zoom I showed you where I said it looks like a place for the water to come out and head towards that hydrological construction. Well, when we zoom in on it, it kind of looks like there's water coming out of it. All right, caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hey, Kevin, this is Barrett from West Virginia.
Hello, Barrett.
Hey, on picture A,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to take a little different approach to it.
Okay.
To me, it kind of looks like the Sphinx from space, like on the from the Giza pyramids and everything.
Okay.
Only it's a longer.
Okay. Well, it's got a big ditch down the middle then.
Yeah, to me, you have the looks like roads the side of it, and then you have the circle. But right there in the center, to me, that looks like it's raised up, kind of like the Sphinx would be, only it's a whole lot longer.
So you think those are roads? You don't think those are huge pipes?
I don't really know. To me, they look like roads.
Okay. Well, I can tell you one thing. Look at that drop off on the right side. I wouldn't drive on it. No guardrail, yeah. Man. That's like driving in Albania.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it might be. I don't know. To me, that looks like gigantic pipes. And if you look at the circle at the right end, up at the top, the right end of that thing, that circle has two points on it. One on the upper left, one on the upper right. It looks to me like that would be, if you turn that circle to the left, that point on the upper right matches up with a pipe up there at the top, and the point at the upper left matches up with a pipe moving down to the left. So it would be like a valve opening water.
Yeah, could be too.
But, I mean, it would be huge to turn. You know,
yeah.
I don't know. Are you a pilot?
No.
Okay. I wonder what pilots think that is when they, if they were to fly over that, what would they think?
I would have to. I mean, it's definitely man-made. You know, it doesn't look like nature to me.
Mm-hmm. Either man-made or Martian-made.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, all that stuff in that whole valley, everything we looked at in that valley looks like construction. You know, I mean, we have this ziggurat that we looked at. You know, we've got the thing you and I have been talking about. What do you think about this big pump station looking thing? What do you think that is?
I don't know. I mean, that almost looks like the Hoover Dam in Nevada.
It does look like some sort of hydrological construction to me. I mean, it really does. But, you know, when you look, if you look to the right of that, what I call the pump station, I don't know that that's what it is, but that's what it looks like to me. When you look to the right of that, what you come up with is that wall. And that's pretty amazing. And, you know, when I compared other places in the picture to that wall, I didn't see that same pattern everywhere else, and therefore it is not pixelation. Those are stones back there.
Yeah.
All right, man, I appreciate it. You got any new music out?
I have one song up on YouTube. A new one.
What's it called? What's the name of the song?
It's 5/15/2009 is the name of the song.
5/15/2009. I'll have to go over there and check it out.
Alrighty.
All right, man. Thanks for the call.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye. Barrett Jones, great musician, folks. You need to check his music out. 623-444-5889, 623-444-5889. The amazing thing, I mean, if you're new to all of this, you may be sort of wondering, you know, you may be saying, well, man, this is, well, possibly you're saying, this is fantastic stuff. I didn't know there was stuff like this out there on Mars. Listen, Mars is covered with stuff like this. What is stunning about this is that NASA left this in their film that they issued, that they put out. This is their production. That's stunning. They just left this in there and flew right over it. And, I thank them for it. I appreciate them doing that. I'm a little bit stunned, a little bit amazed that they did it, but I'm glad that they did do it. Like I said, I'm going to take this video, the whole thing, I'm going to take the whole film, I'm going to put it into our Video Galaxy, and those of you who are members, go over there and watch it. It'll be up there in the next 24 to 48 hours. We have to work it into the schedule here, but we'll get it in there. And then you can watch the whole thing as they talk about their planned missions to Mars. They're not doing that anymore. Everything they talked about doing with the ESA is off. Everything this movie talks about is off. But they left this scene in the movie, and that is stunning. All right, we'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. The telephone lines are open, 623-444-5889. As far as I know, I have never seen this collection of structures featured in any articles. I've never seen this collection of structures featured on any show. As far as I know, it has not been done. I didn't know this picture existed until I was watching NASA's film, the film from which this little clip comes from that is showing on our TV channel. And instantly when I saw it, I mean just instantly, I said, that's curious. Let's take a look. And so that's what I've done. I secured a still shot of it. I got a still shot of that structure. And I said to myself, well, when I got that still shot, I said, man, looks like there's a bunch of stuff here that we need to look at. And so that's what we've done so far tonight, is looked in four areas of this picture. And we've seen some amazing things in these four areas. And things for which I don't think there is a normal explanation. I don't think, by normal, I mean, you know, the explanation that, well, you know, it's geology, and, you know, I don't think you can have a geologist explain, for instance, what appears to be a pump house, a pump station, with big pipes, two of them, a rounded housing, a gabled roof, a straight rectangular wall, and steps. I don't think you could give us a geological explanation for that. You might be able to, but I just don't think so. But I will challenge geologists. If you have an explanation for what we're looking at, and you can explain to us how geology could create a pipe and steps and a rectangular building with a gabled roof, I'd like to hear it. I also would like to challenge our chicken pilots out there. Ooh, did I insult somebody? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. Yeah, I did. You know, if you're a pilot, what are you afraid of? You don't have to tell me who you fly for. If you're a pilot, what are you afraid of? Why don't you call in and tell us what you think if you saw this structure on Earth as you flew over? And this is an aerial view of it. If you saw it, what would you think that is? Don't be a chicken. Pick up your telephone and dial in, all right? 623-444-5889. And what about the geologists? I'd like to hear a geologist's explanation for any of these structures that we've looked at here tonight. 623-444-5889. We have people listening and watching right now. It's your very first time to listen to or to watch The Kevin Smith Show, and I'd like to invite you to call in. You know, I try to give you the opportunity to exercise freedom of speech. In case you don't know it, the current regime doesn't like these kinds of shows. In case you don't know it, they want these kinds of shows shut down. In case you don't know it, you're helping them do it with your silence. Be a coward. Be a chicken. Don't use it. You lose it. All right. Barrett said that he thinks that this construction, this whole construction, kind of looks like a dam. I think it was Barrett that said that. And I would agree. It does have the appearance of a structure like a dam. It does. But I, you know, I don't see water running in the river channel. Do you see the river channel? Hopefully you do see the river channel. And if you don't, we'll see if we can zoom in on that just a little bit. It looks bone dry to me, although, you know, who knows? Maybe there is some water trickling, but I don't see it. So we'll zoom in on the river channel is kind of snaking around through the middle of the picture there, but let's zoom in on it. And see, it looks dry. It doesn't look like there's water there. But it certainly looks as if there has been. This whole area looks like an area that has had water and a lot of water. Doesn't look like it's, I mean, this is not lava flow. If this was lava flow, we wouldn't have what looks like a river bed. We'd have a stream of lava hardened and sticking up. This is a channel that's cut through the whole area. And I don't know. This may be a dam. But it looks like it's got roadways. It looks like it's got construction. It looks like there is there's just one place where, to me, it looks like there might be some water. Just one place. And that is where I said it looks to me like the outlet for water coming to this hydrological thing. I said looks like a hydrological plant of some type. And that one place looks to me like there could be some water coming out of that. But then I don't see any ensuing water flow. But we can adjust the picture here and see. But you can see the what I'm going to do is I'm going to adjust what we're looking at here. And you see where I'm saying it looks like the water's coming out? All right, just keep watching that. All right, now you can see the channel that it looks like it would have flowed into the construction that I said looks like some type of hydrological plant. See that? So I'm not real sure what this thing is, but to me, I think it has something to do with water and a lot of it. This is on Mars. This is in NASA's film. They made the film. It's all about, the whole film here is about NASA partnering with the ESA in order to do three Mars missions. And this was back in 2009-2010. Before they got the word from Washington that they were going out of the planetary exploration business. And, of course, they have now stepped away from these partnerships with the ESA relative to Mars exploration. One wonders, doesn't one? If NASA's not going to be in the planetary exploration business, what business exactly would NASA need to be in? I don't know, but would take your thoughts on that as well. 623-444-5889. And don't forget that we have, for those of you who are outside of the USA and outside of Canada, we have the flash message option on the website. So you can either call us or you can use the flash message. This week I have also been receiving, actually over the weekend and up into even today, I've been receiving emails with people sending me a link to video and news stories about researchers having found pyramids in the Antarctic. And you may be wondering, when am I going to do a show on that? Well, I'm a little dubious about it, actually, and we may get to that, we may do it. One of the reasons I'm a bit dubious about it is because one of the pictures they show of a pyramid certainly is shaped like a pyramid. It is in Antarctica, but it has been around. It's in a music video, and it's been around for at least a year. I've been seeing it, and maybe longer than that, in that music video. So that automatically makes me wonder if, you know, well, it's been around that long and now the story is just getting out that they have discovered pyramids down there. Something doesn't wash there. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
This is Tamara in New Mexico.
Okay, tell me your first name again.
Tamara.
Karma?
Tamara.
Okay, and what's on your mind?
This is Kevin. Am I on the show? I'm sorry, that was...
Yeah, you're on the air right now.
Let me mute this. I'm sorry. Yeah, my first time listener, and I'm just looking at... I can hear myself. This is awkward.
Let's take a break. Here's what you do. Go turn down your radio or your computer so that you don't hear it, and then you and I will just talk on the phone, okay?
Well, that's what I was trying to do, go in the other room. Okay, this is what I was thinking. Now, here, we're used to water running down off the mountains in a certain, you know, just how our atmosphere is. And maybe on Mars, what if they were to have water more underground there, and this kind of structure was to draw it up and circulate it around on the surface?
Ooh, now that's interesting. Maybe that's what this is.
If you had to aim that thing, you know, with the two points that you saw, it could draw it up too. I don't know. Anyway, that's what I was thinking.
So you know what? What if? Okay, the thing I said that looks like a pump station. What if that thing is drawing the water up and sending it over to a water treatment plant? Maybe that's a water treatment purification plant over there.
Yeah, it could treat it too. But all that circulating, I mean, I don't really know how it's coming down off that mountain, you know, to circulate in that big of a distance. I don't know, but some of that looks like, well, it's possible. I mean, we're used to water running down, but that's not necessarily what's going on there. So, you know, if it is a different type thing and there's a need for water on the surface, drawing it up and still using it for power. That circle thing could even be a ship takes off from there. I don't know. You know,
yeah, I don't know what it is.
It's fascinating, though. I'm really, I'm amazed at what you saw.
Well, I'm amazed, too. I have to tell you, I was blown away. I have never seen these pictures before, and I don't think that anybody has done any shows on them. I don't think anybody's written any articles about it. I don't think anybody's noticed it. I never had.
No, I don't think until you. I mean, I wouldn't know, but it's really new. And, hey, another thing I wanted
to let me ask you to do this. We have a break taking over. Hang on. When we get back from break, I'll come right back to you. We'll be back, folks, right after this. Push the right button. We'll get my mic turned on here. Welcome back. We're on Final Approach. On the telephone with me is Tamara from New Mexico, and you said there was one other thing you wanted to bring up, Tamara?
Yeah. Check one at me again. I wondered when NASA found out they were having their funding cut, because it kind of curious if maybe they left it in on purpose or did the film with some knowledge that it might help get their funding back.
Well, you know, that's a thought. Now, maybe they did. Maybe they did. You know, I think it's a travesty what has happened to NASA, but it's also a travesty what has happened at NASA. NASA has a very long history of not telling us the truth about things, particularly about Mars. Like this is from Mars, and by the way, this is NASA's film. They produced it. So, you know, they don't tell us the truth about things, and I don't know really how they can expect the public to be on their side when we catch them time after time not telling us the truth.
Well, no, they absolutely can't as an entity, but as like an individual employee or something, maybe someone let it slip. I don't know. It's just really great that it's there, however it got there, but they're so meticulous with airbrushing everything and, you know.
They really, really are. They really are.
So I'm just like, wow, this is mind-blowing, and I don't know if somebody did that as a kindness or in hopes of getting funding back or what. But I appreciate your show, and I'll listen again. This was great so far.
Well, great. Consider joining us. Just click where it says join. Become a member, and you can watch stuff like this every single night of the week. Thank you, Tamara. 623-444-5889, 623-444-5889. We have time for one, maybe two calls, but you've got to get off of it and dial, and you've got to actually speak, you know. It's a talk show, not a type show, so we don't take any questions from chat. It's a talk show. Yeah, NASA has a long history of making discoveries they don't tell us about. And that's unfortunate. They have a long history of airbrushing, as I dealt with on Friday night. I showed you pictures on Friday night of a particular place on the moon where they very obviously airbrushed out a massive construction. Unfortunately for them, the picture of the thing that was there was taken. There was a picture taken in the 1960s. When they re-imaged it again in the 1990s, in fact in 1994, that construction that had been imaged in the 1960s had grown. It was a lot bigger. Started out kind of small. Well, no, it wasn't small, but in the 1960s they photographed it, and then it grew, and in 1994 it was massive, about 28 miles long, and they airbrushed it out. But fortunately, the picture from the 60s still existed, so we could see part of what was there. Unfortunate that they do that, because it's unfortunate for them that they do that. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. This is Andy from Nevada.
Hello, Andy.
Great show, as always.
Well, thank you.
I just want to say that in my past working life, I worked around the California State Water Project. And I've flown over a lot of their pumping facilities and helicopters. I've edited films about the State Water Project. I've toured many of the facilities, and I think you hit the nail right on the head. That, to me, looks like kind of a grainy, poor-quality tinted photo of one of the California State Water Project facilities.
Wow. Now, the thing that I thought at first looks like a runway, and then when I zoomed in, I said, no, that's pipes. That's huge pipes.
Well, to me, it looks like... Sorry.
No, go ahead.
To me, it looks like a pumping facility pumping water not into the mountain, which they do sometimes, tunnel through mountains and pump water through. But this, to me, looks like... facility pumping water either uphill or pumping it through the mountain, and that little kind of elliptical thing in the front to me looks like an after bay. You know, they have an after bay to maintain pressure. when they pump water through. So I think he hit the nail right on the head.
So it looks hydrological to you?
Absolutely. I mean, I mean the first thing I saw when I looked at that was California State Water Project.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, the federal government has some facilities in California too that look similar, and you know, they have, when they pump water from Northern California to Southern California, they have to pump it because it's slightly uphill. And so there's many pumping facilities, some small, some large, but that definitely looks like a large pumping facility to me, without a doubt. I mean as soon as I saw the picture.
Uh-huh. So it didn't take you any, I mean, just instantaneously you said that looks like a pumping facility.
Yeah, like I say, it looks like a tinted, grainy, poor quality picture of any number of pumping facilities I've seen.
Wow. Well, Andy, I really appreciate you calling with that information. I think that's, you know, to me, that's what it looked like. I don't know anything about that industry.
I'm not a hydraulic engineer or a construction engineer. I was kind of hoping that one of those types would call in, with their expertise. Mine is just from somebody working out videos and someone who's seen many facilities up close and personal.
Well, that certainly makes you more of an expert at it than me. Andy, thank you for the call.
My pleasure. Keep up the good work, young man.
All right. Thank you. Well, wow. What can I say? Folks, this is in NASA's film. They produced it. This is not imagination. It's their film. And for those who are watching, you've been getting to see the little clip from their film in which I spotted this. And all of the pictures that we've looked at tonight have been just simply that, just a still frame of that captured and then zoomed in. And it is absolutely stunning. It's stunning that they left it in their film. I mean, it's pretty stunning that it's there. But we've seen structures all over Mars. And, you know, they're still trying to find out if there was ever any life there. Well, somebody built this sometime. I don't know who, I don't know when, but geology, I don't think, constructed that. I think it is hydrological in nature. I'm not sure exactly what it does, but I think it has something to do with moving large amounts of water, which apparently are not there now. But someone was there. Someone built it, and that's stunning. But it's absolutely mind-blowing that NASA put it in their film. All right, that's going to be it for this evening. That's a wrap. My friends call me Steel Eye, my enemies do too, and you, well, you can call me whatever you'd like. Just keep coming back again and again and again. Until next time, so long, everybody.